This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Ralph Regula, farmer, teacher, lawyer, and one of Ohio's longest-serving congressmen, has passed away at age 92. WKSU's ML Schulze covered Regula and his Stark County Center District for decades, and she joins us now. Welcome, Schulze.
Hi, Kabir. You had to say for decades, didn't you?
For decades.
So, not quite as long as Ralph Regula was in Congress, but close.
Absolutely. He took office in 1973, and even though he's a Republican, his mentor was Tip O'Neill.
Yeah, it was one of his mentors. Ralph Regula was a Republican. He collected elephants. He was a proud Republican. But he also is a Republican in a day and a time, and we've heard this over and over throughout the day today, where bipartisanship was a good thing, where you worked with people from the other side of the aisle to have things happen. Tip O'Neill, who became Speaker of the House, was one of his early mentors. And of course, closer to home, he and John Seiberling worked together to establish the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Seiberling worked the House Democrats, and Ralph Regula worked on President Gerald Ford, and together it happened. And that was something he saw as a good thing, as something that Congress could do, is to help make these kind of things come together.
And so he wouldn't be what you might think of as a conservative, especially in today's climate.
No, he believed he was a fiscal conservative, but he still believed it was perfectly valid to spend money for things that made people's lives better.
All right. Now I'm going to play a cut here that sort of points to that.
That's the most precious thing you have other than your family. Yet if you don't have a job, life is not very good. And that's why the auto industry is important. It's why we need to support our industrial companies with good tax policy and so on, because they create the jobs.
And that was in 2008 when then President Obama was talking about the need to set up something to, or incoming President Obama was talking about the need to come up with something to counter the Great Recession and to bail out the auto industry. So he saw some practical ends to those things.
And he retired just as President Obama was elected and about to take office. So in your time, though, covering him, what was he like to work with?
Well, he was with us pretty much the way he was with his constituents. Some people kind of took a swipe at him and said, gee, as a congressman, he made a great ward councilman, meaning he was the kind of guy you called when your Social Security check got lost or your VA benefits got messed up. Regula took that as absolutely a sign of pride. He said to me that I didn't care. I told my staff, I don't care if people call, don't ask me what party they're from. I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans, or communists. Take care of their problem. And that's what he was known for.
And yeah, he loved taking those by all accounts. Here's another comment he made about that.
People could call me any time of the night or day and say, will you help me with Grandma's Social Security, or will you help me with Grandpa's Veterans Benefits? And we took care of them. And you have to take care of people and do things which are in the best interest of people and the country.
It was also a point of pride that his phone number was always listed, and when he said people could call him anytime, day or night, they could, and he picked the phone calls up right away. He also lived in the house where he died on Wednesday. He lived in that house with his wife, Mary, for 70 years.
And he stayed plugged in right to the end. Last year, when Governor Kasich was running for president, he came out and was in support of that.
Absolutely. He thought that John Kasich was the right man for the right times. He said he understood if people went a different direction, and obviously they did. But he was very into politics, but he was very comfortable with a life outside of politics.
So after he left office, he made this comment as he was leaving office that I guess really drives that point home.
My fun trips to go back to farm. I've been 35 countries over the years. I don't have any craving to go anywhere, frankly.
And he went back to the farm and he built fences and he enjoyed himself.
And today, passing away at age 92, Ralph Regula. That's WKSU's ML Schulze. Schulze, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kabir.